Chapter 35. Followed by generals, bodyguards, Lord Aegon, and a bluff Seorin named Otaru Tomaki, Logan and Lantano Garawashi strode into the throne room. Logan knelt before the throne, as did the other Cenarians. The Seorins bowed low. Lantano Garawashi inclined his head, rings clacking in his long red hair. "Arise," Queen Grayson said. She was warmly regal in a soft red gown with emerald piping and matching jewels at her ears and throat. She descended the 7 steps to where Garawashi and Logan stood.
"Duke Jire," she said, smiling, "you have served us excellently. We shall reward you as richly as you deserve."
She turned to Lantano Garawashi.
"Your Highness, it is an honor. Be welcome in our court."
Logan barely kept from breathing a sigh of relief. So she had gotten his letters after all. There had been something odd in her replies, a lack of the expected sneer. Perhaps she had decided that, with her rule secure, she should start acting more like a queen.
"Please, call me Garawashi. I am no king yet,"
Lantano Garawashi said, with a little smirk and something more besides. The traditional Seorin doubled silk half-robes over loose trousers tended to hide a man's build, but Garawashi could have dressed in a pile of old sheets and still oozed masculinity. His hair shone like red gold, pulled back in a ponytail and interwoven with dozens of other strands, like a tiger's stripes. His jaw was pronounced, his face lean and clean-shaven, shoulders broad, waist small, sleeves cut shorter than usual, either for freedom of movement or to show thickly muscled arms. Tara Grayson, Logan saw, appreciated them. Garawashi returned her glances boldly.
"Nor am I a queen yet," she said, "though it would please me greatly if you would be my guest at my coronation."
"I would be honored. And perhaps by this time next year, you can be my guest at mine."
"May I show you around my castle?"
Tara asked, extending her hand to Garawashi and dismissing the rest of them. From the looks in their eyes, Logan expected Lantano Garawashi would be mounting the ramparts in no time.